The Topanga fires ravaged the hills, but it seems no one's crying for the grass out here. Instead, hikers and rangers are philosophical, even upbeat, about what the fire will bring this spring.
For several months, it will be pretty obvious that the fire has been through there. Once the winter rains begin, though, and have had a chance to soak down, the green is going to come back.
Park Ranger Martin O'Toole says wildlife was also minimally affected. Even the fire's effect on recreation is only temporary. Ann Digman and Carol Spinner, who have enjoyed these parts for more than 20 years, say they are ready to get back inside the canyons.
Whether you're a hiker, an equestrian, or a mountain biker, you can do the easy stuff, you can do the rough stuff. Just about anything you want is in these two parks.
And then you said the wildflowers in the spring, is that after the fire or just...
Or any time, but it should be particularly good if we get rain after the fires, because they come out, the ones that need fire to come out will be out this year if we get the right kind of rain, so it should be really good, I hope.
O'Toole says these flowers are called fire followers. They are dormant seeds that the fire's heat cracks open.
Some of them are quite spectacular. They're a large variety of all colors. We'll see most of them this coming spring and a few less the following spring, and then they'll kind of taper off after that. But that's, in and of itself, that's a great reason to go back to the canyons and visit.
Cheeseboro and Las Virgenes Canyon Trails will reopen on October 14th. This is Thomas Kelly for Annenberg Radio News.